Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City. And I'm broadcasting tonight from my bright red desk. And I'm not sure who's going to join us this week. I'm here, but Mark is on vacay in the mountains of New Hampshire or Vermont or someplace where there's big hills to hike. With his wife, and I don't know if Heather's joining us from the banks of the Mississippi out there in Minneapolis, St. Paul, but I'm here, so I guess that's good, and we'll go with that. We'll start with what's going on. It is an interesting week. We are having all sorts of ending stories and starting a whole new chapter and moving forward in our new direction and what's going on for us. So it's always good when we have this kind of stuff is to push ourselves forward and to say, okay, next direction, and where are we headed? And so this week the sun is at the last degrees of Leo. So what he's going to do at the end of the week is he's going to square Saturn, and he is going to kick up and make us all go, oh, wow, Saturn is now expanding and growing. And as the sun in Leo comes to square Saturn, this is the last time the two of them will talk in Scorpio and Leo configuration until 2042. So this is a big moment of aha. And I've had a lot of clients this week calling and writing and emailing and whatever, really making critical decisions around relationships and saying, okay, I'm really ready now for a new call, a new direction, a new whatever. So I'm not going to talk a lot about this other than to say, we're really making big choices, and then we'll take calls from listeners, because this is a really pivotal week for people to kind of go, okay, I'm ready to leave, or I'm ready to be done, or I'm ready to be gone, or I'm ready to whatever. And as the sun in Leo squares Saturn in Scorpio, it's an awareness that the summer is over, that it's time for a new life, it's time for a new beginning. And literally this week on Sunday, the sun goes into Virgo and says, hey, summer's over, babe. Back to school, back to work, back to whatever. And we're not quite at Labor Day yet, but there's that first crisp, hey, maybe it's not summer anymore. It's summer with a little cast of spring or a little cast of fall. It's a season change. And, of course, Virgo marks the change of the seasons where we shift from summer to fall. And so we have those Indian summer days where the days are really warm and the nights are a little chillier. And we were out last night at Jimmy Buffett out on Jones Beach. It was a beautiful night. It was breezy and gorgeous, and we're sitting up in the, we were in kind of the nosebleed section, which is a lovely section. You get a great view of the harbor and the ocean and all that. But it was very much an awareness like, hey, it's a little chilly up here, like after spending the day in the sun, it could be, could use a sweater. It's understanding that we're marking that shift. But more importantly, this week, as the sun squares Saturn entered Scorpio in October of 2012. And our Scorpio house in our chart is always the chart where we have our insecurities, our psychological blocks, our areas that we're a little afeared because of whatever we learned from our mother, our father, our church, our culture, our society, that somehow we're not quite enough. It's the place where we don't have those conversations. We don't have our polite conversations. We really are working with a different kind of energy when we're working with Scorpio. And so Scorpio it's secretive. It's private. It's done. And so this week, as Saturn's at the very last degree of Scorpio, and Sun comes to square him in Leo, the summer of August promises that the fall of Scorpio will happen. All the plants that are blooming and growing right now, bloom, bloom, grow, grow, they're all going to die in a couple of months when the killing frost comes, right? So there's a recognition of time. So I was just talking to one of my older clients, not older, but long-term clients. She said, do you realize our 10th anniversary is coming up? I'm like, no, I hadn't been keeping track, but good that you have been. And she recently heard from someone who, was a very important person in her life, and he'd come to a realization about how he'd spent the time of his life and how much of his life he hadn't done what he wanted to do, or he hadn't chosen perhaps he'd chosen the proper path as opposed to the path of his heart. So with with the whole energy of what's the right word for it? With the whole energy of this Sun square Saturn, the other thing that's involved is there's a planet that we're waiting for the astronomers to find called Admetos. And Admetos is the planet of endings. So they form a T-square because Admetos is a 28-29 Taurus opposite Saturn. So this is a big ending energy week this week too. And so the first part of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Moon in Libra, very easy, peasy, fun, have a good time. Sun in Scorpio, Sun in Leo, Moon in Scorpio, the end of the weekend, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, ending, done, finished, gone, let's go. And so our job when we face these ending energies is to just go, okay, that chapter's closed, that's resolved, that's finished, what's new? And there is a wrapping up feel. So watch for the endings. Watch for the wrapping up. Watch for what the realization is that you've learned from the journey of Saturn in Scorpio, where he's asked you to go into your deep, dark places and pull out those things hidden in the crevices. When he's asked you to kind of look a little deeper, look again. Just go in there one more time. And so, you know, encourage yourself this week to be kind. People are going to be having a tough time over the weekend because of the Scorpio moon joining with Saturn for the last time for, you know, till 2042, and for the Sun squaring Saturn for the last time in Leo to Saturn in Scorpio till 2042. Big, big departure time. Big, okay, that's finished time. Big, I guess I'm done. Yeah. And it's not drama. It's very quiet. It's a very quiet, I think I'm done now, you know. I had one client who's been working with this person for a while, and she was just like, I think I'm done. And I'm like, okay, you know, you're done. She's like, I think I'm done. And it's like, okay, be done. It's all right. You don't have to do it anymore. And understanding it's okay to give yourself permission to get off the hook, to get off the cross, to get off the sacrificial part of your life where you're like, I want to go shine in another place. I want to go work and do something else. And I can't tell you the number of people that are posting, you know, saying, I'm selling my stuff, I'm moving to where I'm, da, 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 you know, house sale, furniture's for sale. Wrapping up. So wrap up this week. Take time, spend time. Think about what you want to bring in. Think about what you don't need anymore. Excellent book by Mondo called The Japanese Art of Tidying Up. She has you hold your things in your hand and say, does this bring me joy? And if it doesn't bring you joy, into the goodwill box with it. So do that with all the things in your life. Does it bring you joy? Does it bring you happiness? Does it make you feel good about yourself? If not, into the goodwill box or give it to someone else. I came home to find my Saturn broken. I was away in Santa Fe, and my cleaning lady broke my Saturn. And I posted on Facebook about it, and a number of people weighed in what a broken Saturn means. And then, of course, the events of my life kind of showed me, oh, this is what that broken Saturn is. So then I'm like, okay, and I found a new one, and I ordered it and arrived. It's got bigger rings, and they're thinner, and it's pretty. So I'm like, what do I do with my old Saturn? I'm going to throw it in the river. People, no, don't throw it in the river. People, like, bury it. Well, some woman wrote, which I thought was lovely, saying, send it to me. I'm going to say it's about perfection, not having to be perfect. And I'm like, that's a great way to use my, I'm going to mail you my broken Saturn. Because I don't want it in my house anymore. It's not bringing me joy. And I learned my lessons over the last 8 years. But if you want a broken Saturn, I will mail it to you. Understand, watch for the opportunity to release, recycle, refuse, let go of, and say, okay, that's finished. So we were at Jones Beach. Marianne had pulled a chair off the wall. We got there. It was broken. So the garbage truck comes by because, it's Jimmy Buffett. You're partying in the parking lot. You know, it's kind of like a football game except with parrot heads and margaritas and movable bars, you know. Everybody's got a bar there. So the garbage truck comes through. So Marianne just picked the chair up and rocked it over and threw it away. And we were like, she's like, it's broken. I'm like, right, it's broken. Goodbye, chair. Let it go. All good to let it go. So on that note, I'm going to pick up some callers. If you're listening and you want to call in, we will make this be mainly about charts and you and all that kind of cool stuff. So the phone number for those listening, 347-215-8881, 347-215-8881, and press 1 and raise your hand, and then you will be in. So I will try and see if this works. Hello, 647, you're on the air. Hi, how can I help?
Hi, Ann. I would love to ask your help about the situation I'm currently in. I'm having a very hard time asking for help and
okay.
for my basic needs to be met, okay?
Okay, and you got picked and got asked, how can I help? So fire away, birth time.
Okay, June 6, 1978.
June 6, 1978, yep.
And in Hungary, H-U-N-G-A-R-Y.
Mm-hmm. What
and,
town?
K-E-C-S-K-E-M-E-T.
Okay, and what time?
1:45 in the
1:45?
Uh-huh.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M., afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay, and what's your question?
The question is, as I'm working on moving forward, I'm really struggling with being able to vocalize my needs or being heard. And recently I had a friend who, you know, offered his help, but I'm one of those people that I overgive my own value and then I don't ask for enough or compensation at all. And I feel like I've done that with him. And I pulled away because I resent the fact that I gave so much and I'm struggling, whereas he's obviously able to, you know, take advantage, like, you know, put to use what I helped him with. And I know it's a good thing, but I really put myself out of balance. And I don't know if I'm right or if this is a situation I should, you know, somehow find a way to ask him or communicate to him what I'm feeling.
Okay, and do you find it with men or women or both?
Oh, I think it's everything. And this is just
everything.
Like, and this situation could literally make or break my pattern. That's how powerful it is.
It's very powerful. And what it's helping
okay.
you see, you know, June 6, 1978. So you have that Saturn, Mars, and the 11th house of hopes and dreams, right? And Saturn is right at 2509, right on your Mars. So right now, the sun is right on that. It is lighting up that Mars-Saturn aspect in your chart. So Saturn is, I feel, we always kind of say, what I feel restricted in, because it's one of, those are his big words, I feel restricted in Leo, asking for love, asking for support, asking for financial value, asking for anything of an 11th house nature. Now, 11th house is also our hopes and dreams. I feel restricted in asking for anything about my hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Next to Mars and Leo, I know what my hopes and dreams are. I'm very clear about them. I know I have my vision, Mars and Leo, but Saturn sits right on the Mars, and he goes, don't ask. And you can almost kind of, you know, it's the image I get is when we were little and we would, you know, we'd pin somebody to the floor and we'd tickle them and, you know, say uncle, go ahead, say uncle. And so your chart, the Gemini piece, of course, is very quick to see what can be done, and it's very quick to get it, to do it, right? It's quick, it's speedy, it's fast. It doesn't always wait to be asked, right? So with the trine from the sun to Pluto, right, what we want to do is you want to sit on your hands.
Okay.
And rather than volunteering, make them ask, right? So I had, you know, I have one of my students, and you have Venus square Pluto, which is I tend to give more than I get. That's not a bad thing. That's just the setup of your chart. I will give you stuff with the hopes that you give it back to me.
So
I had one student, and I said to her, no, we don't pay for men with your chart. And she went, okay. So she's like, I sit there sometimes with my, watching them squirm trying to pay, and I don't reach in for my wallet. And I'm like, right, you can do other things, but if they ask you out, they get to pay. You ask them out, you get to pay. Your Venus squares Pluto, so your Venus goes, let me just give this to you because it's just easier. You know, and your Gemini is really quick, and it sees the need. It sees how it can fix it. But what you have to do is take that Venus square Pluto and go, is this in my best interest to do this? And if it's not, I mean, right now with the sun on that Saturn and Saturn in your second house, right, Saturn by transits in your second house, he's saying to you, think about it. Do you really want to do that? And so basically the answer is no, but it's okay. What this is learning. It's not about being perfect. It's not about giving yourself a hard time because you didn't do it right. It's about saying Saturn going through your second, he's taking you back to the fall of 1985, spring of 1986, when little you said, let me just give it to you because it's easier, because then you'll be happy, as opposed to waiting to see what happens. And what it does is it creates a little bit of anxiety in you when you have to wait.
Yeah.
So it's just easier for you to give it to them and have it be done rather than sitting that extra 10 seconds and waiting until they say, can I have this? Your chart will volunteer it. That's lovely. If you volunteer it to somebody, they get it. And you just have to kind of go, you know what? I think I'm going to wait next time. So take this as, you know, not you didn't do anything wrong. You're just doing the way you always were raised now, or what the way to get people to be nice to you is to give it to them because then they're nice to you. You're not doing that anymore. You're changing your policy.
Yeah.
If they ask you, you can give it to them. But you're going to wait for them to ask. And if they ask, then you're going to make them ask twice because you're a Gemini. Because your chart goes here, let me give it to you. Oh, and let me give you something else. It reminds me of I had a roommate named Jackie, and she was a Gemini. And she ran into con artists. She was on her way to church, and they said to her, oh, we found this pile of money, and, you know, we want to store it. And it's, you know, it's a money. I mean, when she told me the story, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to let you move in with me because you're going to bring strange people into my house. They're going to steal my stuff. But so they showed her some money, and they said, we need to keep it in a safe place. And she was on the way to church, and she thought, well, I need to be a good Christian and help them. So she took them back to her apartment, and the doorman gave her a really hard time about letting them in the building. But she insisted and brought them in, and they went up to the apartment, and they're like, okay, where's a really safe place to put this? And so she told them, and they were like, okay, and we'll take a piece of your jewelry in return for this really thing. And they asked for it, and she said, well, actually not that valuable, so let me give you this piece here because it's more valuable. She took a piece of ring off her finger, and she gave it to them.
That's hilarious.
And, you know, it's a scam where they have the little paper and newspapers in there instead of money. But so she not only gave them the jewelry they asked for, but she gave them some other jewelry that was more valuable because they were leaving all this money with her. And then, of course, you know, there was no money. And I just kind of looked at her and went, how old are you? Have you never watched The Sting? But she hadn't. And she didn't know it was a con. Your chart volunteers. So you're totally cool. You figured this out. You're never going to do this again, at least not in the same way. So no picking on yourself. But, yeah, you're really seeing it now, and that's good. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. This is how you have to learn. How we learn is by doing these kinds of things and making mistakes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Is there any, could you suggest for me, like, how I can save this situation in a way? And I need to communicate this to this person, but it feels like I don't have the words to say it to him.
Well, what would you like to say?
I would like to say that, you know, I literally single-handedly saved his relationship with his daughter. Like, I literally, you know, and it was magical because I'm really gifted that way. And same thing with their health and everything. And it seems like, you know, I spent days with them last week, and, you know, like, today told me that they've tried everything I said and said to them, and they are really happy. And I feel like I'm happy for that, but I don't know how to communicate that. I can't do it just out of the goodness of my heart because I'm hungry, you know, because I can't provide for myself because this is what I do, and I don't want to do this because I resent them and I really care about them as well.
Well, what do you want them to do? What do you want back? Do you want them to pay you? Do you want them to appreciate it? What are you looking for?
I would like to get paid for what I do.
Okay. So what you can do, because you didn't say this up front, right? You didn't say you have to pay me. But what you can do is you can send them a note and say, I'm really glad it went really well. You know, in the future, if you want to refer clients to me, my rate is this. My rate is this, and if you want to make a donation for the services I provided to you, I realize I didn't ask you at the time, but if you'd like to, that would be really great. It would be wonderful. Would be most appreciated. And then going forward, when it's someone that you're not 100% clear with, you know, I mean, and it's hard when you start it's hard to ask for money with your chart because of the Venus Pluto, because the chart's going to leap in to help, which is totally cool. But the Venus square Pluto then gets resentful it didn't get acknowledged. So you have to kind of say to the Venus Pluto, money is an exchange. And a lot of times people go, well, you know, I do this for healing or I do this for whatever. And it's like, yeah, but you have to pay your rent. And the rent doesn't get paid by prayers. I mean, it does sometimes, but, you know, I need the money. And so a lot of times, a lot of my clients when they first start reading, read for free. And then I say, you know, it's important to charge because then people know they can come back and
yeah.
they can ask you for extra. And if you
yeah.
do it for free, say to them, you know, I did this for you at a discount or I did this for you for free, but if you want to refer people to me, please let them know that my rate is this. So then you've
yeah.
established your rate and you actually have established it with clients that you've or people that you've done work for free with. So it's
yeah.
understanding that that's an important component. And a lot of times when we're first learning, it's hard. And your chart has trouble asking for its value. And, you know, people will say to me, do you want a tip? And I'm like, I take money. I just, my little four-year-old goes, I've learned to say yes to money. But it used to be like, oh, no, you don't have to tip me. And I'm like, yeah, you want to tip me? That's great. I love tips. I allow the four-year-old to come out. And in your case, your Venus is 18 and a half, so she's old enough to say, yes, I love money. If you want to buy me some flowers, you know.
Yeah.
But really,
yeah.
you have to get her a little more comfortable to ask because your Do the Service planet is only 5 years old. So your Do the Service and Fix It for them is young, but your Venus is a little older, and she's the one that's mad. So you have to kind of say, I need to practice this a little better. And the first few times, I mean, people are used to paying for things. And the first few times when you're not used to charging, you know, that you can get a little, but you don't want to hold resentment on this. You want to say, okay,
exactly.
this was my learning lesson and it taught me this, you know, this is how I have to ask. Or ask up front.
Yeah.
Right? Makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. But it is hard,
really,
so if you didn't do anything wrong,
yeah.
you just have to kind of go, okay, let me try a different approach with this. All right, so I'm going to
yeah.
go take another caller.
Makes
but,
sense.
Yes,
Thank
conquer
you.
The world and just say, you know, if you want to refer clients, this is my rate. And then they know maybe they can pay you. But, you know, you didn't ask up front. So next time.
Thank you.
It's a learning process. All right. Hello, 404, you're on the hold. You've been on the hold for a while. How can I help? Over. Are
Hello?
You there? Hi, you're on the air. How can I help?
Hi, I'm Julie, and my birthday is March 23rd, 1977.
March 231977, yep.
And 8:55 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo,
Where?
New York.
Buffalo, we love Buffalo. I'm from Rochester.
Yay!
All right, Julie, what's your question?
Looking into real estate, looking to buy my first home. And
excellent time to do it.
Oh, good. I've got a six-month window, so I'm hoping it fits.
Yes, you definitely can have it in the next 6 months. So 8:55 p.m., March 2377. Saturn, right now, Saturn's about to go January, February, March. Last year, you started thinking about it. Saturn's on your Juno right now. Saying, I'm ready to make a commitment. I'm ready to commit, and I'm ready to commit money, Scorpio. Then Saturn goes into your second house. Traditionally, Saturn through the second house is, I want to put down roots. I want to buy a house. I want to get married. I want to have a baby. I want to get a dog. I want to commit to my career. Saturn through the second, it's the Taurus house of the chart. So we want to commit to something and honor it and do it and own it. And you got 2 years in there to do it. But Saturn, in that period, in this next chunk of time, he's really in the mood to do it. You also have Saturn high in your chart in Leo. So it's a trine to your natal Saturn saying 10 years after your Saturn return at 29, Saturn's like saying, okay, now I want some land. And, of course, you have a Taurus moon in Jupiter in Taurus, which loves Earth stuff and real estate. And Jupiter's on your midheaven saying, let's build something. Let's build a future for ourselves. So if you don't buy at the beginning of the year, definitely have it by the summer when Jupiter trines your Jupiter. But I think you can, you know, you can buy something and certainly buy a fixer-upper for a much lower cost. And Jupiter in Virgo tends to be a time when we really want to invest in a house or invest in something physical. So it's an excellent time to do it. So I would say full steam ahead. So.
Awesome. And does the money, the committing money side of it, does it fit also in abundance?
Well, Saturn through the second, traditionally what we do is we either can make a lot of money doing something we don't like a whole lot, or we're working, I mean, we make a lot of money, but we're not that, we don't really want to do it. Or we're committing to a new life and learning a skill and a talent that will ultimately grow and make us abundant, yes. So a lot of times when people buy a house, they're a little house poor, meaning they bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to work and eat those because they can't afford lunch, because they're buying the house, and every time they go to Home Depot, it's the $100 store, and they spend $100 in Home Depot. So yes, it's abundance, but it's abundance in a new area that you're committing to and you're working for. So it's houses are expensive, you know, and so you buy the lawnmower and then you buy the chair. You got a lawnmower around, and then you got to buy the plotter and the plant, and then you got to buy the dirt and the flowers. So Saturn through the second is we're committing to the beauty, the structure, the building. And we're in the mood to create money. We can make money well from old life. But for a new life, it costs us money. So the house is new, so it'll cost you money, but the old life can make the money to pay for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also support.
So when I had the Saturn going through the second, I worked at Pepsi, and I flew all over the country putting in a system. I didn't really want to work in corporate anymore. I wanted to be an astrologer, but I didn't have enough clients to be an astrologer yet. But I was flying around the country reading astrology books and talking to all these people at Pepsi as we were putting the system in. Getting paid a lot of money, big expense account, flying everywhere was wonderful, but I really wanted to be an astrologer, you know. So, I was making a lot of money but not doing something I liked. So Saturn through the second, we can do that too.
Okay,
so
very
it's definitely
cool.
An abundant time.
Study.
Yeah, it's such fun. Are you starting? Okay, cool. I like that. Good.
I've got a 10-year plan from you telling me that it took 10 years.
Yes. Well, Saturn trine Saturn is your Saturn and Leo's at the top, so 10 years later. And then another 10 years. It takes 29 years to go around the story, so you harvest at the 10-year mark. So you be harvesting,
nice.
Miss. Yay.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Have a
okay, we'll try. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Julie. I'm going for 515. See if I can fit one more in before the show's over. Hi, 515. You're on the air.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call.
Cool. Quick, though, because you only have 2 minutes.
I know, so I'll give you my details. December 9th, 1984.
December 9th, 1984. Yep.
Yep. Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
7:12 p.m.
There's the British lady selling 90 seconds. 7:12 p.m.?
Yeah.
And what's the question?
Just wondering in general, feel like my career has been redefined over the last year and a half, so kind of wondering what my chart is saying.
Oh, yeah, career has been redefined. It's not making you happy right now anymore. It hasn't been making you happy since you've had your Saturn return. You need to do something more creative. You got a chart with Saturn in the second. And Moon's in Cancer in the 12th, so you were told that you can't necessarily do what you love. That is a false story. The Sun in Venus in your second house said, what is it you really love to do? I need you doing what you love at least for 27 minutes every day. Saturn on the South node says, I can't create, I can't, you know, if I create, I'll be poor, whatever. It gets a little crazy. So you have to just say to it, look, you need to create for 27 minutes a day. If you do it for 20, and the 27 is from your South node in Scorpio in the fifth house of creativity, for those of you following along on the internet. Venus rules in Aquarius. If you do creative work every day, that will help. What the universe is doing by sitting on your head since last November and really taking away stuff, he's killing your career. Saturn's going through the fifth house of killing your career. It's saying to you, this isn't your right career. It's a
okay.
safe career. It's a secure career. Not that we don't
right.
like the money, but it's not
right.
what you really want to do. You got to go back.
Okay.
Remember, you have no planets in houses 1, 2, 3. So the me, myself, and I quadrant is empty. But it had
okay.
Jupiter running through it last year, and it had Saturn running it through the third house this year. So they're trying to get you to do what you love rather than what you think you need to do with that little Jupiter in Capricorn in the sixth house. I have to do it for duty. No. I want you creating every day for half an hour. It'll revitalize your life and give yourself permission to try what you want to love to do rather than the fear place. You're working from a fear space. That's why it's folding on you. Does
okay,
that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes
yeah.
complete sense.
And it doesn't mean you have to, like, run off and, you know, quit your job and stop working and all that. It means you have to create every day. Saturn in the fifth has to create. If it doesn't,
okay.
it dies, right? You got
okay.
Pluto there, too. So Pluto
okay.
next to it says, man, if you're not creating, we're going to really make you, we're going to give you pain. You set it up this way to say, if I don't create, make me suffer. And they're like, are you sure you really want that? And you're like, yes. So they're like, okay, suffer. So that's what they're doing. So they say, no points for pain. I need to create every day, and if I do, I'll be a much happier camper.
Okay, makes sense.
And have fun. The more you create, the happier you are.
Perfect. Thank you so very much.
You are very welcome. Okay, and that's it for Blog Talk Radio. I had nobody join me but me. Cool. And I guess that's it. We're done. So we'll see you all next week. Hopefully everybody will be back. I know Mark will be back. Heather's probably having a fun time someplace, and I'm here at the bright red desk, and now I'm gonna go make myself a little cup of nettle tea. Makes my swelling go down. It's lovely. We've learned about nettle tea in my adventures in Santa Fe. Thank you, Solar. So anyway, everybody have a great time and a wonderful opportunity this weekend to let stuff go. Take care. Bye-bye.